Talk.
International correspondent.
And there she is. I was trying to think of a song, Katie. I was trying to think of a song to welcome you back.
And if I could sing, I'd sing to you as well. I'm really great.
How are you
the most of a little break.
You are relaxed. You are calm. You are. How was the holiday? What were you doing?
Well, I have to tell you, I did something that is wonderful, and I know that we mention it. You know, we've spoken about it with friends in Cape Town as well. I had a friend visit her first trip here to Budapest, and I played tourist in the city with her. You know, when you're working, you know what it's like leading your daily life. You don't get a chance to see a lot of the things, and this is a historical city. It's got amazing sites, and there have been quite a few events happening. So we did that, and we road tripped to Croatia, which was unbelievable, absolutely beautiful. The coastline, the beaches, just something else. And affordable for South Africans, I have to add that as well.
That is key. That's important. Yeah.
It is key. And people, when they hear you're from South Africa, wow, they get so excited. You know, it's like you're sort of visiting celebrity.
I need to come to that country, but I'll have my Xhosa regalia. And then I'll walk around, I'll keep telling people around there that I'm a Xhosa king. I don't know if there's any laws against that.
They would love it. And if you speak the language, because when my boys were here, they would, you know, speak a bit of Xhosa. Well, one of them can speak, the other one, you know, minimally. And people are completely in awe of the language.
So, all right.
I'll tell you, you've got to do it.
Let's get down to business. KD, 27 minutes past 4 to you listening at home. Thank you so much for joining us. Kenny McDonald joining us all the way from Budapest in Hungary, giving us the latest developments in Europe. And you say it is summer in Europe, Katie.
It is summer, and I briefly mentioned terrific. It is not like anything we can imagine. It is wall-to-wall tourists. You know, you walk around, you hear all the different languages. In this city itself, you know, they've had huge events. I mean, it's summer in Europe. It's the time of festivals, you know, all sorts of different festivals, music festivals. Of course, there was the Red Bull Air Race here, which is something to behold. They literally fly under the bridges on the Danube, and it's incredible to watch. The Grand Prix that happened this weekend, Sebastian Vettel, and the FINA, the world champs. I was lucky enough to go and watch the South Africans play water polo. Didn't manage to get to any of the swimming, but it's been busy, busy, busy. But with tourists, there also comes a bit of bad behavior, Abs.
I would imagine, though.
Because
I'm thinking to myself, you know, you're in a different country, you have one or two different beverages, and all of a sudden you feel like Superman. Things go wrong.
Well, you do. And, you know, there's this sort of freedom. Or people feel there's a freedom of being able to walk in the streets and to drink and party. And the 7th district here in Budapest, which it's just 5 minutes walk from where I am, it's known for its party vibe. You know, it's got the famous, what they call the ruin bars. It's wall to wall. When I say wall to wall, you know, it's just club after restaurant after bar. And tourists flock to the area in summer. It becomes like one big street party, well, within a suburb. And last week, locals staged a protest, a march against the bad behavior of party tourists, and in particular, stag and hens groups. You know, these stag parties and hens parties, they like to come to places where they feel, you know, the vibe is good and the drink is cheap. Certain islands in Spain, which they call the party islands, they've requested the relevant authorities in the European Union, they put in requests that they do not serve alcohol on certain flights into these islands, because the guys start behaving badly on the planes before they even get to their destination. it's party from the moment you depart. And, Yeah, also, for example, in Italy, you know, you've got the famous Trevi Fountain in Rome, and it's going to be guarded between 9 a.m. and midnight every day as part of an effort to protect it, and not just it, but other historical monuments from unruly behavior. So, you know, you've got this wonderful surge of people visiting these beautiful old cities and the sites, but you've also got the party tourists, and I've never seen anything like it in Cape Town. It's quite something else.
Absolutely fantastic. But you also talk, you also talk about allegations that actually the German government could have helped cover up the whole emissions saga when it comes to Porsche.
Yeah, look, gosh, this is quite something. So, you know, there's been this ongoing, you know, scandal and with regards to Volkswagen. So that's the parent company of Porsche. And it first broke a couple of years ago, the story about the software that they installed in its diesel cars, which lowered these nitrogen dioxide emissions to legal levels when the cars were being tested. How they do that, I'm not sure. But it's proved to be more than just a headache for Volkswagen and Porsche. And now it's been alleged that a ministry report into Porsche and, you know, the car, their emissions, had the wording changed, which described the emission system. So, you know, the wording of this report was changed at ministerial level. So according to the Green Party, it's one of the opposition parties in Germany, this shows that the government knew that, well, as early as 2016, that Porsche was contravening the law. And at the moment, or just recently, the government has, or the Transport Ministry in Germany, has ordered Porsche to recall 22,000 of its vehicles across Europe. So that is an ongoing scandal, so to speak, with regards to these, well, to this emission software.
32 minutes past four, we are chatting to Katie McDonald, who's giving us the latest, or rather an update, in terms of what's happening in Europe. And Katie, you talk about Italian courts ruling it, or rather ruling it as fraudulent if you serve frozen food without telling diners. How, why, what?
I know, yet another one that I just had to share. So just briefly, a couple of years ago, a restaurant in Milan was fined €200 for not informing diners that the food wasn't all fresh, you know, that it's been prepared from frozen food. But there was no mention of frozen food on the menu. So this guy was fined. The chef took his appeal eventually to the highest court. And the court ruled that just by having frozen food in the kitchen and not saying so on the menu was attempted commercial fraud. So the issue isn't with frozen food, but they say that you have to state on the menus because they don't want to deceive, in particular, you know, the many thousands of tourists. You know, sort of, you go to countries like Italy, they relish the opportunity to taste authentic Italian food, only to be served a reheated frozen meal. But it's quite something, because I think I've never worked at a restaurant, but I would imagine, you know, they'd have a mixture of frozen and fresh ingredients. So they're saying now it has to be stated on the menu.
You know what, I would. I'm just thinking to myself, I love my food, as you all know, ladies and gentlemen. I love my food very, very much. And I'm one of those, though, that I cannot tell the difference of what ingredients you use. I just know it tastes good or it tastes bad. But I can imagine, though, there are people out there that can pick it up just like that. That this is not fresh. I've seen people that like they fall in love with their food, the way it smells and everything. They know it to the intricate detail. So maybe I think it's a good thing.
I think it is, and especially for a country that prides itself on its cuisine. You know, when you go to get, you know, and you order an authentic Italian lasagna, you'd like to know that it's been prepared sort of, from fresh, so to speak, and not just reheated in the microwave.
I tell you what, Katie, I'm going to ask some of our listeners. I think we have so many food foodies listening to us. So let's see if they can actually tell if something was prepared out of frozen food. But Katie, to you, thank you so much. Welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, great
to chat again.
We'll chat again soon. Thanks so much. Katie McDonald's all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Do you listen?